The U.S. ambassador in Egypt has landed himself in hot water when he blasted the local press for unprofessional reporting and unfair attacks on U.S. policies. The local press syndicate is seething, but Ambassador David Welsh, who had angered the local media before, is taking the storm in stride. A media backlash erupted in Egypt last week when, in a speech at Cairo's American University, U.S. Ambassador David Welsh complained of what he said was irresponsible and unprofessional reporting by some of Egypt's newspapers. He referred to what he said were regrettable articles being published in the Egyptian press attacking the United States or proposing what he called crazy conspiracy theories. Egypt's press syndicate responded by calling Ambassador Welsh persona non grata and asking the country's journalists to boycott him. Many did Thursday by not attending an Arab League press conference where the U.S. ambassador spoke.
They are welcome to issue their statements as they like. I have made my views very clear. I'm a representative of the American government, and I have things to say about these issues. And I don't object to any criticism of U.S. policy, as long as my voice can be heard also. With respect to hostility and provocation, I think a line should be drawn.
Galal Arif, head of Egypt's press syndicate, says Mr. Welsh should be called on the carpet before the Egyptian foreign minister.
وقد اجتمع مجلس النقابة وأصدر قراراً.
He says the syndicate has asked that the foreign minister call in the U.S. ambassador for his interference in Egypt's internal affairs. He accuses the U.S. envoy of trying to tell Egyptian journalists what to report and what not to report. U.S. press attaché in Cairo, Philip A. Frain, says U.S. and Egyptian governments are not taking up the dispute.
We haven't raised this with government officials, and they haven't raised it with us or with the ambassador. Obviously, it's been a big story in the press. The press here doesn't like to get criticized, but the press in the United States doesn't like to get criticized either.
Mr. Welsh has been in Egypt since 2001. He caused a media stir last year when he wrote an article accusing the Egyptian media of distorting the facts about the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States. Egypt is a major U.S. ally in the Middle East, but public opinion here is growing increasingly critical of America's occupation of Iraq and its handling of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. James Martone for VOA News, Cairo.